Blog Talk Radio. I'm Tracy Von 007, your PR host, doing the PR most on the Speak Into the Podlight PR radio show. Speak Into the Podlight is hosted and produced by Beneficent.com. Prolific Personage PR as a mediaphilic podcast exchange for showcasing and showtelling the stories of our extraordinary clientele and occasionally VIP or celebrity spotlighted guests doing their need-to-know best. So, stand by and stay tuned as I introduce today's brand new featured guest on a fresh new episode.
Well, good day, listeners. It's another opportunity that we have to talk on Tuesday. And today, I am inviting you to please call into the show. Our guest call-in number is 929-477-1598, and you're listening to the voice of your PR host doing the PR host. Got a question for you, business and brand owners, authors, CEOs, need-to-knows, okay? Realize online reputation is something that you want to consider and consider today. I understand you've built a website, you've got a blog, barely keeping up with the communication on your Facebook pages, your tweets, and of course, your Instagram posts. But there is something that is key to measuring, identifying, and recognizing how you are positioned in the area of business that you are operating in. I'm talking about online reputation. Talk to me about it as well. My question today on Let's Talk on Tuesday is, online reputation, is your business elevator publicly going up or down? Now, I'll give you time to call in. And for those of you that need to connect online, just go to blogtalkradio.com/speakintothepodlight on your browser. It spells just like it sounds. Elevation. What is a word that implies a lifting or a raising their accomplishments, their business focus, being something that presents value to an audience that may not know them yet or may need to get to know them? And going further, using the vehicle of media outlets to help transport that need-to-know information so they can glow in their elevation. Does that make sense? Lifting them and lifting them to a place where there is light so they can be seen. But what's important in that process is identifying the kind of reputation they have. Now, I'm going to be the first to admit, comes to selecting a PR client, when I'm in the first things that I do, I check out the reputation they have. I look to see what kind of visuals they have out there. I can usually put my finger on a pulse and kind of tell if they're being covered by legitimate outlets,
if they just this is something a friend made a mention of on a blog, or if they are literally if they are in a position to elevate. And when I see qualities that I believe can be brought out, where I can lift them from a place of being stuck or just at ground level, they're not moving, they just have this online presence, I take those factors into consideration, and then I have a proprietary method and a wealth of experience spanning between 20 to up to 30 years, which I can draw from and show them how to achieve a status that will give them attention access, if you will, to the audience that they want to reach and ideally conduct their businesses with. So I realize there are certain industries that really rely on that reputation. For instance, the hospitality industry. And if there's a restaurant owner out there or someone who owns properties, real estate, hotels, you are going to heavily rely on the weight of your reputation, which comes from reviews. This also applies to my author listeners out there. I can tell you, being Amazon selling entrepreneurship author myself, reviews need to be in place even before you release a book. What's going to be the decision maker or breaker many times for someone that loves your title, the cover is sizzling hot, but they're just not sure if they're going to be satisfied? Well, they're attracted to it based on how you describe it, right? You've got tags out there. So now you're drawing the kind of social group or culture of reader that you want to read your book, but they just need some reviews. And so here is where your online reputation is going to be valuable to you. Is it increasing? Is it steady? Are you here one day and gone tomorrow? If that's the case with your business and you know that you really haven't prioritized it and you want to get off the ground floor, hey, give me a call. Reach out to me at the Speak Into the Podlight show. The email is speakintothepodlight@gmail.com. Of course, you can visit our website at speakintothepodlight.com. But if you feel like you really need someone to work with you one-on-one, you know your media and public relations knowledge isn't really what it needs to be. It may not even be entry level, but you know that you are determined. You have that vision and you can see your business rising in a positive reputation, with a positive reputation, and you are determined to secure those winning multiple star reviews. Let's have a conversation. This week, my scheduler is open, but I'm going to ask you to visit the Beneficence.com site. That's our Beneficence Prolific Personage PR virtual site to set up an appointment. I'll talk with you for 15 minutes. We'll have coffee, and I will answer this one question for you and give you some direction. Because to do nothing about your online reputation, to be stuck on an elevator, has got to be a very, very unsettling, uncomfortable experience. And if you've never considered it, then yes, this Let's Talk on Tuesday chat is going to stimulate you, wake you up, nudge you a little bit, and maybe prick you, if you will. Give you some ouch amen so that you can get that elevator up and running. Who wants to be stuck on an elevator going nowhere with everything they need to conduct their business and grow? Also weighing that elevator down, keeping you on the ground floor. It is time to lift, and you're going to have to invest. Get rid of the mindset that you don't have the budget, because if you remain in the mindset to not have a budget to invest in coaches, to invest in brand managers or public relations professionals, when it comes to your reputation, I'm telling you, and your business, bottom line, doing nothing is going to yield nothing. So you've got your pat on the back today. You've got your online presence. Don't let 2017 be the year that you bottom out. Don't let your elevation capacity break down. Get some PR strategy in place and let's look up. Let's focus on going up. Let's focus on the attributes and the values and the quality of your business and brand operations so they can be lifted up to where everyone can see them, appreciate them, be impacted, react, interact, and of course, what you would want is transact with those values, be it services, be it products, be it charity causes, whatever the nature of your business, it's time to get lifted. So don't see any callers just of yet. We've got just two minutes left. And so I will repeat my offer to you today. It's a unique offer, but I'd like you to connect with me on LinkedIn. The name is Tracy Bond, a real life double agent. And let's set up. Send me a message, and I will give you an invitation exclusive on my calendar for a 15-minute conversation for how you can position your business and or brand for elevation in the public ear and eye, if you will. Yes, I'm talking about public, not your buddies, not your BFFs, not your associates. In your social network frames, I'm talking about the public. That is a whole different world. And the best way for them to know you is by you providing them the information that they need to know about you. Celebrate your achievements, your accomplishments, and your successes, and integrate them into a communications plan. And I'll show you how that ought to look, because going forward into 2018 and beyond, marketing communications have changed, media relations, public relations have changed, and audiences and the public are going to want you to earn your media. That's right. You're going to have to pay, and you're going to bear the responsibility of financing the presentation of your information, including that online reputation that you want to elevate. I want to thank you for listening to another episode of Let's Talk on Tuesday. Again, talking about online reputation, asking the question that you want to answer, is your business elevator publicly going up or down? Be transparent with yourself. X-ray examine the frame, the body of your business. Don't let gravitational forces of doing nothing pull you down. Position yourself for elevation. Look up, grow up, and glow up.